So, Mason, you're here for your first ever autograph show. What's this been like for the last few months? Your stock's gone up. You've gotten your name in the publications a little bit. And now you're signing autographs in New York. Tell me about the ride that's been the last couple of months for you.
I'm definitely enjoying it while it's here right now. But I'm definitely still looking forward to, you know, getting to spring training and trying to work hard and, you know, trying to see what I can do this year.
Have you been surprised at all by the way your name has kind of taken off here recently in the winter?
Yeah, I have. I try not to, you know, really focus on a lot of stuff like that. Like I said a little while ago, I just mainly try to focus on playing and it's what I can do.
What was the thing that clicked for you this past season at Staten Island? I mean, you had a terrific year all around by all accounts. What did you like about your year?
I think, you know, the confidence was definitely one of my biggest keys, you know, going into every game with, you know, a good boost of confidence, you know, especially having a winning record and having a good team and hopefully, you know, trying to make that championship run.
How about offensively, defensively? What were some of the things you latched on to that made you successful last year?
I definitely worked a lot more on my bunting game, you know, because, you know, people have told me speed never really goes in a slump. Which, you know, it's kind of hard to believe, but if you look at it, you know, you definitely can, you know, I definitely can relate to that. So definitely bunting was definitely one of my biggest assets last year. And defensive-wise, you know, definitely getting better on, like, a first jump read, you know, more of a first explosive step to the ball instead of, you know, being a little lackadaisical on my reads.
Who were some of the coaches that you worked with that kind of helped you with that?
Tommy Slater and Ty Hawkins was the hitting coach. He definitely worked with me, you know, driving. He always believed that I had more power than I usually had because, you know, coming into the beginning of the season, I was actually a little bit of a slap hitter, you know, just try to slap something over shortstop in between, you know, third and short. But he actually saw the potential in me to, like, use more drive the ball with some backspin in the gap. So he definitely helped me stay on my legs more and create more power like that.
It sounds like you're a confident kid, but it sounds like you surprised yourself a little bit too with how well everything clicked last year.
I did. I definitely surprised myself on, you know, knowing I had there was more power in my swing. I was real skinny. I didn't really have a lot of confidence in myself. You know, maybe definitely not a home run hitter, but, you know, I definitely had more power than what I assumed in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Your father being a former athlete, how much has that helped you just with the mindset of being an athlete?
Yeah, a lot actually. My dad's real big with me. We talk a lot about more of the mental game. Not much as, you know, as my ability or anything like that, but definitely more in the mental aspect of the game. He helps me a lot.
And what kind of things does he tell you about that?
He just tells me that, you know, it's not really like football, but, you know, football you have one game a week, you know, so if you have a bad game on Sunday in football, you know, you have that whole 6 days to recuperate and think about it. Within baseball, you know, you have a game one night, next night you have another game, so you have to bounce back quick and get ready for the game.
I remember an old clip I saw of Derek Jeter this past summer. It was from his first year in pro ball where he said, you know, in high school, I would go 3 for 4 every day. In pro ball, you go 1 for 4, then that's considered a good day. Yeah. It's like, is that a hard adjustment for you to make too?
Yeah, it is. And especially when, you know, when you're playing the game, because having a lot of success in high school, you try to, you know, bring that up to the minor league ball. But, I mean, you have to sit back and realize, you know, this is minor league ball. Everyone's is as good or as good as, you know, you are. And so 1 for 4, you definitely take that and walk away with a smile on your face at the end of the day.
How daunting is it to be a Yankee minor leaguer? I mean, it's the Yankees as an organization, but, you know, there's obviously a lot of history and a lot of pride in that organization. How much of that weight do you feel?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, definitely something surprising, you know, being Yankee and think about all the great Yankees that put on Yankee symbol or the Yankee jersey before, and I just try to hopefully I can make it, you know, and be one of those greats.
Who are some of the guys that you told me earlier that Ken Griffey Jr. was probably your favorite player growing up? Who are some of the guys you maybe tried to pattern yourself after, trying to take things from?
Well, recently I started really getting into Curtis Granderson. Mm-hmm. No, I like Curtis Granderson when he was on the Tigers, but I mean, ever since the Yankees, you know, he's gotten. I feel like he's gotten better since, you know, before. So I definitely started watching him. And I like the way Cano plays too, you know, very relaxed, but has a great, you know, bit of confidence when he plays, so I like that.
And you haven't got a chance to talk to these guys yet, have you?
I have met and talked to Cano before. I took a couple pictures with him. I actually said hi to Granderson, but I'm not really, you know, anything in too specific.
Are you looking at this as a big year for you? I mean, obviously, you had a lot of success in 2011. Is 2012 something you're kind of looking to springboard into now?
I mean, yeah, in a way, but I'm not going to try to go out there, you know, and try to do better than last year. You know, I'm going to try to stick what I can do and, you know, whatever I can handle and whatever I can do, I'm going to try.
Is it hard not to look at the major leagues and say, I want to be there tomorrow, I mean, and know it's a process?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially like when, you know, growing up, you know people, and now you look and you see them like, wow, you know, I knew him when I was younger, and now he's, you know, he's there, you know. It's definitely a motivation, but I mean, like I said, I'm definitely going to try to stick to what I can do, and hopefully, you know, sooner than later, I'll be there.
What was it like seeing your name listed amongst the top Yankee prospects this winter?
Oh, great. That was definitely one of the most motivation things I've had in a while, you know, seeing me in the top five. Definitely, you know, saying to myself, you know, wow, I mean, they really see something in me, you know. I can definitely maybe try to step it up and have a big year this year, too.
Have you felt at all, you know, now that Jesus Montero has been traded, you know, everyone's looking at the next Yankee prospects, and it's your name that keeps coming up. Has that felt like anything difficult or any more pressure for you?
No, I mean, that people, you know, people will say stuff, people will talk, but like I said, I'm going to still try to do what I can do, you know. I mean, I'm going to stick within myself and, you know, trust myself, so stick within me.
We're talking before the Patriots actually play today. How big a Patriots fan are you?
I mean, that's my team from, I don't care if they're 0-18 or 18-0, I mean, I'm going to be with them every game.
And you got a chance to go see a few games, obviously, because of your dad and his connection with them.
Yeah, I did. I mean, any Patriots game I can go to, I'll definitely try to go to. I think my dad just went to a Patriots game. They played the Jets earlier in the regular season in October. He asked me if I wanted to go, but, I mean, I couldn't go. I was actually in Tampa in the complex working out.
You know that in New York, the Patriots aren't really a very popular team, right?
Yeah, absolutely. People always there's actually people that tell me that I actually have to be a New York Giants fan now. But, I mean, that will never happen.
Well, Mason, good luck to you. Thanks for a couple of minutes, and good luck. And I'm sure a lot of Yankee fans are looking forward to following your path this year, and we'll see you real soon, I hope.
All right. Thank you.